Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me ask you, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I am certain to vote.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
72.
Thank you so much. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you so much. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. And starting with Donald Trump as former president, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Would you say you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove. The guy's a nutcase.
Thank you so much. And now Joe Biden as president?
Yes.
Would
I
you
approve.
Are you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Now, Marcy Kaptchur as Congresswoman.
I approve. I strongly approve.
Thank you. And now, Sherrod Brown as Senator.
I strongly approve.
Thank you so much. And now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you haven't heard of that person or institutions or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. And starting with Joe Biden.
Yeah, I voted for him last time.
Do you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Now, Derek Merritt?
I have no idea who that is.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, Republicans in Congress. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. They're not passing any laws, and they're stopping all the laws that should be passed, so unfavorable.
Thank you so much.
Work.
And now, Marcy Kaptchur, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
No, very favorable. Marcy has always done good for the city of Toledo.
Thank you so much. And now, Donald Trump, would you say is favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Very. Okay. Thank you so much. And now, Democrats in Congress.
I like the Democrats in Congress.
Would you say it is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. And now, First Energy?
Yeah.
Have you heard of that institution? Would you say it's favorable
or
unfavorable?
Yeah, they run our electricity. They run our electricity. They're okay. They're not the greatest.
Would you say is very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Well, they're the only game in town, so they're somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Would you say the Democrat or lean Democrat?
What?
Yeah, would you say Democrat or lean?
Well, you know what? They only give us two choices, Republican and Democrat, at the presidential race. So I'm voting Democrat. I am not voting Republican, not this time.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
No, I'll vote for Biden.
Would you say Democrat Joe Biden or lean Democrat Joe Biden?
No, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, and if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod. I'm voting for Sherrod Brown.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay, thank you so much. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin?
No chance.
Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her or you don't think it's true, please say so.
I think it's a bunch of baloney, and I'm going to vote for Marcy Kaptur. We need, I'm voting for Marcy Kaptur.
So after hearing this, would you say that is, for you, is much less likely to vote for her?
No, I am voting for her.
Okay.
More likely.
Thank you so much. And, well, before to continue, just let me tell you that we have completed the 79% of the survey, and I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merrin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please say so. And, well, in the state legislature, Derek Merrin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merrin would stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare and would raise their retirement age. After hearing that, would you say it is much less likely for you to vote for her? Somewhat less likely? There is no difference? It is more likely? Or do you think it's not true?
I will never vote for Derek.
So would you say for you is much less likely? Or,
yes,
or somewhat
much less likely? Much less likely. I would never vote for him. Ever.
Thank you so much. And
I'm
now,
a union person, and that ain't going to happen.
Thank you so much. And just by quality purposes, I have to read you this statement, but I will try to be the brief if possible. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, So he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. After hearing this, which said it is much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, there is no difference, or it is more likely, or do you think it's not true?
I would never vote for him.
Thank you so much. Now, nearly every Republican...
So it's more likely I would never vote for him.
Thank you so much. Well, now, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derrick Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. And the same one, would you say it is much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely?
Much less likely that I would ever vote for him, ever.
Thank you so much. And now, Derrick Merritt has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Merritt supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. Merritt even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. After hearing this, would you say it is much less likely to vote for him?
Much less likely to vote for him. I will never vote for him.
Thank you so much. And now there is just two more for this part, and we will be finished on this. In the state legislature, Derrick Merritt sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' officers. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. After hearing this, would you say it is much less likely? Somewhat less likely?
Much less likely. Much less likely.
Thank you so much. And now, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derrick Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption. After hearing this, would you say it is much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely? It makes no difference? Is more likely? Or do you think it's
much less likely?
Thank you so much. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derrick Merritt, or would you still vote for Merritt?
No, I'm never going to vote for Merritt.
And for you, what is the best reason to vote against a Republican Derrick Merritt?
The best reason?
Mm-hmm.
The guy's a crook.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat it again?
I said the guy's a crook. Can you want me to spell it? C-R-O-O-K. Crook.
Thank you so much. And well, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I will ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derrick Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you so much. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derrick Merritt?
Because he's a crook.
Thank you so much. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
And would you say it? Would you say lean more Democrat or Republican?
I have voted both for Republicans and Democrats, so I consider myself an independent.
All right, thank you so much. And how important is politics to your personal identity? For you, it is very important. Somewhat
it is
important.
Very important.
Very.
I want to be involved in what my country's doing. I want to say in what my country's doing.
Thank you so much. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Joe Biden.
For Joe Biden. Okay, thank you so much. And in that way, we are concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And, well, I hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.